Four teams left, legend. Four teams left in the NRL competition.
Mm.
You know what there else? What else there is four of?
No.
$4 times $10,000
Cash.
Can you work out what that is, though?
Yeah,
that
was, plenty.
Yeah, $40,000
Plenty plus.
$40,000 $40,000 Finals Fantasy Championship. It's here with sportsfantasypro.com. It's been well, we can only call it a roaring success so far.
Mm.
And there's going to be more challenges as the weeks go on. A couple more weeks to go. We've got a private challenge still to come this week. Mm-hmm. You can make your own private challenge, invite people from work. Just get in there and get a little bit of a slice of this cash. Why not? $40,000 Finals Fantasy Championship up for grabs. Get in this week. SportsFantasyPro.com. Sports Fantasy Pro, your team.
Your game.
Tonight on Full Credit to the Boys, a couple of Rabbitohs in hot water, and by hot water I mean hospital. The top five wheel spins and gets interesting. And Davis Cup news, I can't finish that sentence. Welcome to Full Credit to the Boys. Well, good afternoon, good evening, good morning. Welcome to Full Credit to the Boys. With thanks once again to Sports Fantasy Pro's $40,000 Finals Fantasy Championship. Get on, register, get involved, sportsfantasypro.com. You can get us on Twitter at @FCTTB_podcast. Myself at Late Mailman, and with me, former legend, the king of the underscore, former underscore legend. Good afternoon, good evening.
Hello, mate. How are you?
I'm all right.
What's happening? Tell me news.
Penultimate week of the rugby league season. It's flown by.
And you look quite dashing in your thongs and tracksuit pants.
And flannelette shirt. Don't you worry.
What do you think about my shorts and Ugg boots?
Could be better. Could be better. A big news week. So let's get into it. Let's do the news. All right, our first item. Cannot ignore this. I guess for the sake of our podcast, it timed well this week. Not finally, like the Robbie Farrell one the other week.
Yeah.
Dylan Walker, Aaron Gray, taken to hospital after, we're just going to call it a drug overdose.
In quotation marks, an adverse reaction.
Yeah. Now, I saw the press conference today.
Tell me about it, because I didn't see it.
South's boss, John Lee, I believe his name
John
is.
John Lee. Bruce's dad?
Yes, absolutely. And he looks just like him, too.
Does he?
No, not at all.
Bingley.
A few things were repeated over and over. I actually kind of live tweeted it a little bit, including the guy who just started yelling in the background at one stage about heterosexual people living with AIDS.
What?
That's what it was. If you can get hold of this press conference today, I'm sure it'll be on the Rabbitohs website. And if not, then on an anti-Rabbitohs website, you'll be able to see it. Just some guy started raving in the background mid.
Of course, he did.
Presser. Anyway, my point is that the overwhelming reiteration during that press conference was that they were prescribed painkilling medication following post-season surgery, and they took too much of said medication. Question I want to ask.
I got a couple.
And this is the first inkling that the very first thought that I had when I heard about this was that you can't tell me that it's a coincidence that they both happened to take too much of their pain medication at the same time, in the same place, at 3, 4 a.m. in the morning.
I agree.
Yeah.
I couldn't agree more. That was the first thing that rang true.
Sorry to be cynical, but I think at some point cynicism is justified.
Furthermore, I'll add two other things to think about. Club notified the NRL Integrity Unit.
Yeah, now his response to that was, I'm paraphrasing, but it's our due practice these days that we notify them whenever something is not normal at the club.
Since Arizona, we've learned a lesson, have we? Yeah. All right, well, if we...
We should preface this by saying that the guys, the concerns, the health concerns are not life-threatening. In fact, they've been showing responses and they're not communicating fully, but they're out of the woods, so to speak. They're in stable conditions and they're going to pull through, which is obviously great news.
Furthermore...
The deeper story is, though, why, when, how, and what.
Furthermore, police are investigating the incident.
Yeah, again, apparently it's due process that ambulance officers will notify police when they they arrive, and that at police will also attend the scene.
OxyContin's a
I should just say, if you want a few more details on this, yes, I live tweeted it today. So at Late Mailman's my Twitter account, but of course you can find plenty of reports on it elsewhere as well.
OxyContin's a very strong drug.
Yeah, it is.
Hillbilly heroin.
That's what I was going to say. I heard it referred to as hillbilly heroin today. I didn't actually know it as that myself.
Yeah, I did. don't worry, why?
Yeah, that would be that 80s company you kept.
Oh, good times. Yeah, look, without wanting to say too much, if it quacks like a duck, walks like a duck,
then, yeah, we move on to segment two. yeah, I mean, we can't say more than we've said, really. We could talk for an hour, but
yeah.
Anyway, love to hear your thoughts, to be honest. At former underscore legend, at Late Mailman, let us know. NRL semi-finals, week two results. Need to take a deep breath to get all two results out here. The Roosters cleaned up the Bulldogs 38-12. A couple of controversial decisions, which we'll discuss a little later on in the program.
Mm-hmm.
But pretty much after the first 10 minutes when the Bulldogs tackled their little rumps off and did well with that, don't get me wrong, it was pretty much all one-way traffic. No one-way traffic, but the result was only going to go one way.
You know, when you're playing footy, you...
The score was 38-12.
You get a gut feeling about how the game's going. And after 10 minutes, there's no doubt in the world the Dogs would have felt emotionally that they were on top in that game.
Oh, yeah.
And until they looked at the scoreboard and went, but we're down 8-0. And that is a killer. I mean, the first try was a little bit lucky. I referred to it as the white ribbon try. Ferguson out to Sean Kenny Dowd.
Yeah.
However, with that all in mind, and I think that was the first of a million cuts.
Oh, absolutely was. I was actually out at the game.
Okay.
Guest in the NRL box, thanks very much.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Had a beer with Dave Smith. And
Clive, you were with me.
Yes.
Interesting.
No. Yeah, it is interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
You guys go to Clive's house without me. I go to the NRL box without you guys.
Yeah, we would have had a better time.
Had a chat with Dave Smith, Daily Cherry Evans. Very stand-up bloke. I don't care what anyone says about his contract dilemmas and that. Cracking bloke.
Yeah?
Yeah, absolutely great bloke. Saw Steve Turner there, Michael Crocker. It was there. It was a good
all those
evening
blokes,
of rugby league.
All those blokes follow me on Twitter, funnily enough, including Dave.
Ah, there you go.
You should have just dropped. Anyway.
Anyway. Good evening. But as you say, it was death by several thousand paper cuts.
Yeah.
What
about Tuivasa Sheck, mate?
Oh, that try, it's not the greatest, far from the greatest try I've ever seen, but just watching the replay of it just shows how cool and on top of the world he is at the moment.
Funnily enough,
Golden Boot winner this year? Thurston, one or the other.
Thurston. 262 metres he gained. And yeah, until I've seen that stat...
Have you heard the other stat, the greatest stat about his metres gained?
Tell me.
I don't know if this will help or hinder your story, but he's going to be the first player to run 6,000 metres in a season.
Damn.
Yeah.
Forrest Gump. Yeah. I thought
that's just with the ball.
I thought the Dogs did a real good job on him. And then I went, 262 metres.
That's a lot.
Damn impressive.
That's many metres.
When you look at the Bulldogs, did you see what the leading runner for the Bulldogs was? Who he was?
Was it one of the boys off the bench? Or?
No, it was Tolman.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah. Only 120 metres behind.
Wow.
Yeah. Only two Dogs in triple figures as compared to about five Roosters.
Yeah. Well, those 40, are the...
46 missed tackles.
When you go into those stats of the metres gained, you see who had more ball and, it translates.
And as much as the Bulldogs can cry poor about the timing of the bad decision and everything else, you can't deny the best team won.
Absolutely. And to his credit, Des Hasler didn't mention, didn't...
Voldemort's.
He didn't mention it as an excuse or anything like that. So there you go. Roosters looking good. Moving into week three of the finals. Cowboys turned the porch light off for Harold Holt. What does that mean, Clive?
Haven't you heard about that?
Well, Harold Holt disappeared at sea.
Jack Gibson said, waiting for the Sharks to win a premiership is like leaving the porch light on for Harold Holt.
I have heard that now that you say that. That's exceptional. I can imagine how dry it would have been the way to live it as well. It would have been so monotone.
Jack Gibson and Bart Cummings in a room together, that would be a conversation to behold.
Wayne Bennett?
Very dry.
Yeah.
Very dry.
So it was 39-0 in the end. That's not a finals week two scoreline, I'm sorry.
Nah.
I think the Sharks left it all out the week before.
Yeah, but against a team that, in hindsight, have been going bad for 6 weeks. I mean, people were jumping up and down after their victory against Souths, but what were Souths?
Yeah.
Souths were ordinary.
And when did they beat Souths?
Subsequently, they're on hillbilly heroin. They beat Souths last week.
Sharkies. Weren't the Sharkies top four?
No.
They dropped. Oh, that's right. They dropped out. That's right. Yeah, and, yeah, I stand corrected.
And
yeah,
you
yeah.
got an NRL box ticket.
Oh, please.
That'll
tired.
Do me.
Tired Tuesday.
Yeah,
please.
Sure.
No, you're right. Yeah, they did the Rabbitohs in the first week and, yeah, 39-0.
Smacking.
That's a belting.
Yeah. It was 19-0 at halftime.
Yeah.
And as I said on Twitter, already the Cronulla boys were checking their passports to see if they could fly to Bali from Townsville.
Straight from Townsville. Yeah, yeah, closer.
To me, it looked like... Paul Kent said something the other day, and I thought, Jesus, that rings true. Boxers get old overnight.
Yeah.
Right? So they can be flying along undefeated for 2 years, and all of a sudden they lose a fight, and they're done.
Yeah.
Forever.
Yeah.
And to me, Cronulla looked like they got old in one game.
Yeah, I believe that.
Yeah. They just couldn't match the speed of the Cowboys. So, in the end, Cowboys live to fight another day, and will probably springboard down to Melbourne with a bit of confidence.
I really hope they take a bit of wind in their sail. Again, I think I was telling you about this last week. I was asked to find a little bit of wrestling for the Storm. It was again today. First, like I dragged the curse along the game, dropped it.
Bang.
There was a wrestle. Big, fat three-man wrestle.
Yeah.
Elbows in, twisting back.
Please. Well, they're trained by a black belt in jiu-jitsu down there.
He should be fired.
Oh, I don't think so. He's worth his weight in gold.
Nah, bugger him. AFL semi-finals. The Swans were beaten by 19 points by North Melbourne, which was a shame. Adam Goods retires.
Mm.
You know, the worst part about that...
Tell me.
...is that he's going on holidays and he won't be down at the MCG for the final to go around to have his retirement.
Oh, I think that's by design, mate.
I know.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. Like he's opting not to do that.
Yeah, which is just a damn shame,
isn't it? It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Because for fear of being booed. And let's face it, there would have been some jerks in the crowd.
Oh, without a doubt.
Whether there was 200 or 2,000, there would have been some jerks who would have booed.
95,000 Victorians. You're going to find a few flogs.
Fuck them.
Yeah.
So Adam Goods retires. So did Reece Shaw as well. Yet no games of AFL in Melbourne this coming weekend.
Mm.
No games of NRL in Sydney this weekend.
Mm.
But one in Brisbane, one in Melbourne.
Can I tell you an interesting stat that I was told? Now, this is don't write this as verbatim as the truth, because I'm not sure entirely how genuine this is. But someone told me the weeks that there's no AFL in Melbourne, male suicides go up.
So you're telling me that as a
alleged truth? That's what I've heard. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if it's an urban myth or not.
Wow.
Yeah. That's why apparently by weekends they knew that there was going to be more suicides in Melbourne.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I hope that's not true.
How can we find out?
Anyway.
Clive.
Number four in the news this week, Jared Hayne.
Jared Hayne!
And there it is. That intro officially just went longer than his game time in that game.
How would you go setting your alarm to get up to watch that?
Well, I actually got woken up. We won't say exactly why I was woken up, but I was woken up very early on Monday morning.
He's a sex worker.
And I was like, oh, you know what?
While I'm here,
I might put 7-8 on. Mm. And there it was. I got the last quarter, I think.
Nothing?
No, I don't think he showed up. No. I think I saw him on the sideline maybe at one stage.
Did you?
Next to Coach Taylor. No, that's Friday Night Lights. Yeah, so what do you have? 2 rushes, 3 yards, 1 punt return, 7 yards.
And that's 1 punt return.
And the 49ers got belted by the Pittsburgh? Pittsburgh Steelers?
Steelers, yeah.
Yeah. 43-18.
I read a independent report.
No Hayne, no 49ers, I think is what the press have been saying.
Well, they haven't, but nonetheless.
Yeah, well, if they knew it was good for them, they would.
Yeah. I read an independent review of the game, and they said that Hayne was solid with the limited opportunities afforded him.
Oh yeah, that's like a five in the Origin rankings.
Yeah,
yeah, where yeah. They don't do anything wrong, but they barely see any of the ball, yeah. So they just get a they give him a five.
And so next game they're playing the Arizona Cardinals. If you, you know, I would have lost money on that because I would have thought they were a baseball team.
Well, yeah, oh yeah, sounds very baseball-y.
And they're 2-0.
Yeah, right.
So good luck.
Well, 49ers would have been 2-0 if they played that bloody Australian.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh well. Speaking of Australians. Bit of history made in the NFL. Regular first time we're in a regular season game, and Aussie has punted, and Aussie's returned the punt. There you go.
Yeah.
Can't tell you the bloke's name who punted for the Steelers, but whatever.
I think it was Jared Dudley.
I think his name was Jordan something. I'm pretty sure that's it. And I'm relying on Aussie Jag to tweet us and tell us, because I could just Google it now, but we want to hear from you, Aussie Jag. Number five, Australian Davis Cup team's pretty much beaten single-handedly by all-round dick flop Andy Murray.
How good the word dick flop.
Good name. Good word. Good adjective. Actually, more of a noun, to be honest, in this sense. Write that down. So after the win, Murray praised Leighton Hewitt with a glowing assessment of the Aussies' career.
And?
Still a dick flop.
Yeah. He's just an insipid thing, isn't he?
Again, I know I mention this every time we talk about Andy Murray. Go to YouTube, search Andy Murray autograph rap.
Oh, that's
you
bad,
won't be disappointed.
It?
Andy Murray raps with the theme being giving people his autograph.
Yeah, it's a car crash.
I'm not lying. I wish I was. I couldn't make that up. Davis Cup, any more interest in that?
No, Andy Murray beat us both in the singles and in the doubles with his brother, I believe. And Burnett couldn't beat Andy, and Nick Kyrgios wasn't there, so my interest waned significantly.
So the doubles pairing was Andy Murray and Andy Murray's brother.
Yeah.
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 I think that's his full name.
The two Murrays.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Only one has a first name.
Yeah.
Substitute time. This is where we get a current topical sporting story. Leave a blank off at the end. Fill it in with some creativity.
Did you have a stroke then? Or?
Yeah, mild. Oxycodone, I think it was. Number one, in 2016, the referee's bunker will blank.
In 2016, the referee's bunker will need to be bomb-proof if they make as many mistakes as they have this year.
Yeah, true. I think, actually, that could be something to do with my tweet of the week later on, which is good. Mm. That's good. Yeah, that's
segue.
Threading the needle.
Segue.
In 2016, the referee's bunker will rob Kane Evans of slow-mo tries. Obviously, we didn't mention it up in the week two results. He fair dinkum took 5 minutes to run that ball and score.
Mm. There was more wrong.
He'd been held about three times.
There's more wrong with that try than right, let's be honest.
And because once again, ref's call backed him into a corner.
Shocking decision.
And as I said, I was at the ground in the NRL box. Mm. And
were you?
Yeah.
Oh, news.
I should have mentioned it. Sorry.
Clive? You knew as well.
And he, I couldn't tell that, you know, when you don't have the luxury of a television sitting right in front of you and you can hear the commentary and all that, I couldn't really tell. I've got to say, it didn't look like a try.
And you were shit-faced.
Yeah. I had two Han Premium lights.
Mm. Some OxyContin.
Number two, Japan beat South Africa in the first round of the Rugby World Cup 2015, the greatest blank.
The greatest illustration as to why the ICC World Cup should feature minnows again.
Oh, yeah, true.
Yeah.
I thought you were just getting your codes mixed up there.
No,
but
no,
I
no,
see what you
no,
were saying.
No,
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I thought it's just a good story, and that's what sport's about.
Great story.
Yeah.
I love how it all comes back to Craig Wing as well, even though he wasn't playing in the game. He's in the squad, but he wasn't playing in the game. Eddie Jones was there. I'd be playing that card more so.
Jared Hayne gave Craig Wing a shout-out, and I thought, oh, this is awkward.
Yeah.
No one's told him.
Yeah, also, yeah, well played against the Steelers, Jared Hayne, in reply. You know what? Craig Wing, he's got a crusade on Twitter where he searches himself all the time.
Nah.
I've got a mate who, you know, twice a year might tweet something about Craig Wing, not for any reason.
Hey, what about we do this?
But then he gets put on like these Craig Wing lists, and then Craig Wing will favorite it and retweet it, and it might be 3 weeks after it that he's
favoriting it. Let's do this right now.
Yeah.
I'll tweet. Just the two words, Craig Wing.
Yeah.
You quote me.
Yeah.
And tweet Craig Wing, yes. How about that? Do you get me?
We're not going to copy him in.
No, don't copy him in. Just see if he gets a search going.
Okay.
Right, hang on, let's do this now. Hang on. This is live.
Meanwhile, while you're doing that, I'll tell my one. Japan beat South Africa in the first round of the Rugby World Cup 2015. The greatest blank, the greatest serving of teppanyaki ever. Yeah.
Teppanyaki?
Yeah, so teppanyaki is a Japanese word.
What's teppanyaki?
Yapi is a South African slang term for like what we would call a bogan or a
is that right?
Redneck or whatever. Yeah.
Okay, so I've just tweeted.
Okay.
Craig Wing. Sorry to interrupt you.
So now what am I doing?
Now you quote me.
Okay.
And just write, yes, Craig Wing.
Oh, this is awkward. I'm not following you.
Oh, why?
Yes, I am.
Why?
So I just write, quote Craig Wing as well. Is that right?
Yes.
I'm just writing the words Craig Wing.
Yes. All right. Yes, Craig Wing.
Oh, yes, Craig Wing. Do I put a comma? Yes, comma. Craig
well, you're Wing. The Nazi, not me.
Okay. Yeah, but what about grammar? Okay, done.
Righto.
There you go. Get on board with this Craig Wing weird thing that we've just created.
Yeah.
Number three, Jason Day is in better form than blank.
Jason Day is in better form than Tiger Woods. Both on and off the course.
Nice.
You're a big fan of Jason's wife.
She's lovely.
Yeah, refreshing.
Very refreshing.
Mm.
Jason Day is in better form than George Rose at KFC.
Wow.
Or, if you want to make it a little bit more relevant, George Rose at Cogra Sizzler.
Okay, quick pop quiz while we're here.
Yes.
Name the top earning NRL stars. Name as many as you want. Name three.
Jonathan Thurston, Greg Inglis, George Rose. I'm assuming.
Well, not George Rice, but anyway, I'm with you with the first two.
Yeah. Cameron Smith.
Jason Day's caddy has earned more than them blokes this year, carrying
his
bag.
Yeah, he has. Yeah, he has. Good on you, Jason Day's caddy. I think that's his full name again. Sydney fans have just the Roosters left in the semis. NRL fans in Sydney will be blank.
NRL fans in Sydney will already be working on the Melbourne Cup form.
Yeah, one similar. NRL fans in Sydney will be supporting AFL before the Roosters. Did you see that tweet from Danny Widler the other day? I didn't know if he was serious or whether he did it just to get...
I tweeted out something. Responses. And then someone said, you know, Danny Widler's actually asked that this morning. And I didn't know because Danny's blocked me. So I didn't know. But apparently, yeah, he's called on the Sydney Army to support the Roosters.
Yeah, so I didn't know, like, if it was him being funny, good gear. Well done.
Probably a little bit more ironic than he needed to be.
Yeah. Was it accidentally ironic? Was it not ironic at all? Like Alanis Morissette's song, Ironic.
Yeah.
I quoted him. Not to be a narc or anything, but I was like, yeah, I don't see too many people doing
jumping
that.
Jumping on board.
And not surprisingly, that got a lot of response because not many people want to get on board.
Yeah. I actually said there was more chance of me cheering on burning orphanages than...
Ooh.
Yeah.
Controversial, but I guess...
You're hearing me, right?
Yeah.
You're feeling me.
Wow. This summer's touring cricket sides are West Indies and New Zealand. Sports fans are about to blank.
Sports fans are about to begin the countdown to the 2016 footy season.
Yeah, I think you're right. I said... I took it off the pitch and said, this summer's touring cricket sides are West Indies and New Zealand. Sports fans are about to get the chance to see a 2015 Viv Richards story firsthand.
Oh.
Who would the cadet?
Well, I don't know about the cadet. We know Chris Gayle's the modern day pants man.
Yeah.
Let's
just move right on.
I'm going to say...
If I said to you the acronym SFP legend, what would you think that stood for?
I know what it is.
Question without warning.
Sports Fantasy Pro.
It is Sports Fantasy Pro.
Favourite website outside of, well, anyway.
Top gags. $40,000 Finals Fantasy Championship. It's happening. We're about halfway through. Week three of the finals is on the way.
Mm.
Your chance at a little bit of a share, a little snag of that $40,000 Finals Fantasy Championship. $5,000 top prize. Get on there, sportsfantasypro.com this week. Register. You can do one game, two games the whole week, which is just two games. Mm. But you can create your own private challenge as well, which is what we've done this week.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday's game. It is Saturday, isn't it, this game?
Yes.
Second game, which means we'll have it up by Wednesday lunchtime, depending on when you're listening to this.
I had an idea.
It's the Cowboys v Melbourne.
Yes.
So we've got to name our comp for this week. It's free to enter. Going to be $100 up for grabs. You just got to check out our Twitter feeds this week for information. Cowboys, Melbourne.
Mm.
What are we going to call it?
Well, I thought with today's big news coming out of South Sydney that we could call it the Mitchell Sargent Shield.
Mitchell Sargent Shield. Not bad. Not bad. I thought, given that we're in the finals and, you know, players are toiling and those hardworking ones are, you know, are coming to the fore, maybe the Dallas Johnson medallion.
Oh, even better. I like it. Yeah.
He was a workhorse, tough wasn't as nails. He? Until he just forgot that he was a rugby league player and was like, I should probably retire because I've just had that many knocks
pretty
to the
sure
head.
Pretty sure It's a Knockout will play in his head.
Absolutely. That. Poor bastard. Yeah. $40,000 Finals Fantasy Championship. $5,000 top prize up for grabs. $100 up for grabs in our comp. Just keep an eye on our Twitter feeds at LateMailman, at @former_legend. Sports Fantasy Pro. Your team.
Your game.
Top five time. This week, we get our chocolate wheel once again.
Mm.
We spin it all around and whatever it lands on, we do top five of that.
Mm.
So, let's go.
Well, wow. Ooh. Well, this is quite topical for the current climate.
This week, let's do this one. Wins by sporting underdogs.
Mm.
I've got a few straight away.
Well, I reckon we might have the
I
same.
I can think of a few straight away. You can go first. Okay.
Australia 2, 1983.
Oh, yes. You were about 30, 40 then, weren't you?
Yeah, about 30 or 40 stone. America's Cup. When we won the America's Cup, the Americans had held that cup for 132 years.
Yeah.
Now that's
hence the name, I guess.
That is an underdog.
Mm.
So, yeah, Australia too. And I remember that fondly.
Yeah, such a big day that it forced the re-release of Men at Work's Down Under as a single.
Mm.
There you go. There's a bit of trivia for you. I'm sure Steve Mascord knows that. Music.
Oh, speaking of Steve Mascord, yes. We'll get back to that later.
My one. Sporting underdogs.
Number four.
Okay, so this is one. When I was looking at the wheel earlier today, I got a few ready, and I sort of thought of a couple. Like 1996, New Year's Day. Do you know where you were?
Blind.
Yeah, not what you were, but yes, that's the only answer you got.
Safely,
you don't know
safely
where you were.
I could say that.
I can't say that the Aussies would have gone into this cricket match as underdogs.
Remember when cricket was on New Year's Day? Wasn't that a good thing?
One day at the SCG, Australia versus West Indies.
Yes.
I'd assume that Australia went in as favourites into the game.
I know what you're talking about now, yes.
But at one point in the game, I guarantee they were underdogs. They were 6 for 38.
Yes.
6 for 38, chasing 170, I want to say 3.
Yeah.
Michael Bevan was in.
Yes.
Paul Rifle was in.
Mm.
We were into the bowlers.
Mm.
Well into the bowlers. 6 for 38. Bevan and Rifle, I think Rifle ended up getting 34 before getting caught. A few other guys got skittled.
Mm.
Glenn McGrath managed to just scrape through for a single, which left Michael Bevan 2 balls to hit 4 runs.
Glenn McGrath said he was on his way to 100 that day, but anyway.
The first ball, Roger Harper was bowling. He bowled the first ball and he like just sort of shanked it into his foot.
Mm.
No run. So 4 off 1 ball.
Mm.
I was standing in the Bill O'Reilly stand.
Harper bowls a half tracker.
He bowled, I think it might have been a low full toss, to be honest.
Oh, was it?
Okay. Anyway, it might have bounced. Anyway, Bevan smacked it back over his
straight
head
like
for
a baseball.
4 into the old, where the sight screen, you know, where it came out
yes,
onto the ground.
Yes,
advertising boards came out. And I'll never, ever forget Bill Laurie's commentary on that game, even though I was at the game, but I taped the highlights. You know, they used to do the 1 hour highlights.
Yeah, later. That's right, yeah.
Oh, what a day. What an event to be at. Michael Bevan hits a 4 to win. So there you go.
Yeah, all right.
Sorry, that was only supposed to be a brief one, but I just got caught up in the emotion.
Or I'll speed mine up. Kieran Perkins.
Oh, yeah.
1996.
Yeah.
Lane 8. Yeah. The 1500 metres final.
Yeah.
He made the final by being the slowest qualifier.
Yeah.
And was only 0.24 of a second out
from
of not qualifying
out.
At all.
Mm.
Daniel Kowalski.
From the event that he smashed in the 92 Olympics.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
In bad form.
And the 94
up,
World Championships.
And nearly never got picked to go.
Yeah.
Daniel Kowalski, red hot favourite.
Yep.
Perennial silver medalist.
Yeah, he was the Garfunkel to Kieran's art.
And Perkins wins.
Oh, sorry, Simon, yes.
Yeah, Perkins won.
He did.
Won that race. the only swimmer to run under 15 minutes that day, I believe.
Genius.
Yeah.
What a swim that was.
From lane 8, which is one unheard of.
That was one of the ones I was planning on tossing using, actually. Number 2's got to be the Socceroos 2006 World Cup. Yes, they didn't win it.
Yeah.
But them just getting there was amazing. Mm. Again, I was at the game when the penalty shootout. Aloisi's done it.
I remember where I was that day.
And they
too.
Got into the they got into the World Cup for starters, and then they weren't supposed to even score a goal. Basically, they beat Japan.
That's right.
They drew with Croatia.
Yes.
They lost to Brazil. I made it through the next round. They lost in the 92nd minute
to Italy.
To Italy, 1-0. Yeah. Who went on and won the tournament?
And they were desperately unlucky to lose to Italy. That
absolutely,
day too.
They were. It was a questionable foul slash dive. But and we've never done that well again in a World Cup since. But you know, great days for Australia there.
Okay, number one, spin the bat.
All right, here we go.
I reckon we probably got the same one in mind.
Hills or flats? Here flats. We go. Ready, 1, 2, 3.
Oh, it is flats.
Flats it is.
You know and I know who number one's going to be. Stephen Bradbury.
Of course it is.
You know you've made a mark in the world, Hoodie, when you've got a phrase named after you.
Yeah.
Doing a Bradbury.
Absolutely.
2002,
Salt Lake City, I think it was.
Mm. I watched this only a couple of weeks ago, this race.
Yeah.
And the lead up to it. You know that he
something only, similar happened in the semi as well.
He only qualified in the semi because the winner was disqualified.
Yeah.
So he ran third, top two that's go through, yeah. And the winner got disqualified, so they put him through.
Have you seen him talk about this race? It's quite amazing. Like, it's not like he just decided in 2001 that he was going to be an ice skater at the Olympics.
No, of course.
Like, he had this whole career behind him.
Yeah, exactly.
He'd been, you know, he's had his throat slit by a skate before. Mm. Like, he'd... The way he tells it, and the way that they
drop in... We've all been in those nightclubs.
Yes, of course. Yeah. The way they drop in the sound-ups from the vision and stuff like that, it's quite an incredible story.
I've never met the bloke, but he seems like just a genuinely good bloke too.
And what a... He's just... Yeah, he's made it into the Aussie vernacular.
Yeah. And so he went into the final with one plan, apparently. He knew he could match any of those guys for pace. Yeah,
so he hung.
And his coach said, well, let's just hope they fall over.
Yeah. Yeah, and then you can do a Bradbury. Yeah. Hang on a second. Ooh. That's not an expression yet.
Back to the future.
Yes!
NRL semi-finals third week preview brought to you by sportsfantasypro.com. $40,000 cash bonanza up for grabs during the finals of the NRL
bonanza.
2015.
What a show. Bonanza.
Oh, absolutely. Just the two games this weekend, but we will preview them nonetheless. Friday, Broncos host the Roosters, Suncorp Stadium, or as we know it, the Brown Paper Bag Cup. Or would you say something like just the very functional front offices? Like,
yeah,
you know, the in Andrew, relation to some of the other ones.
Andrew G would probably disagree.
Well, yeah, true.
Now, I'm going to tell you now, as much money as you want, get on the Broncos. And I'll tell you why.
Yeah.
It's being billed as State of Origin 4.
Yeah.
And we all know how Mitchell Pearce goes in State of Origin.
Yes. Deciders, no less.
Now, if he plays, Roosters are cooked.
Yeah. Ooh, that smells nice.
Red Rooster.
Yeah.
Mm. Earlier this year, Broncos win 22-18 in round 6.
Yes, I believe that was a Ben Hunt golden try.
Watch your language. And in round 24... 12-10 Roosters.
Yeah.
One apiece.
Yeah. It's built up to be a great game. Mm. Yeah, I like the Broncos. Milford's in form, Hunt's in form. They're all in form. They're all in form.
Do you know who is favourite to win the comp?
Manly.
Manly, are they? That'd be a massive comeback.
Titans.
Who is favourite to win the comp?
Storm.
No. Roosters.
Yeah, oh, it doesn't surprise me. I was just going for one of the out of the box.
No. Roosters 275, Broncos 375.
Yeah.
Cowboys 4, Storm 5.
Oh, get a little cheeky one on the Storm.
Storm, yeah.
Can win finals.
Yeah.
I'd like to get on the grand final Quinella, to be honest.
Which one? Where are you going? Which way?
Broncos Cowboys.
Yeah, right.
I feel like one of them might fall over. This is what I want to be, the final. Broncos Cowboys.
Mm.
Why not? Why the hell not? So then that moves us to Saturday's game then. Yep. Cowboys racking up more frequent flyer points, taking probably like 4 flights to get to Melbourne for what was known
via
as
Auckland or somewhere like
for what we were going to call the Mitchell Sargent Shield, but then we settled on the Dallas Johnson Medallion.
Yeah,
kind of sounds a little bit funny.
So earlier this year, Cowboys 18, Storm 17. odd
yes,
game.
Yes, that game. Was thanks to two late Jonathan Thurston field goals.
Correct.
Yeah.
And then later on in round 25, Storm 14, Cowboys 6. Yeah. One apiece.
That was a drudgery of a game.
Yeah, I remember.
Cowboys don't have a good record down in Melbourne, I believe.
Once in 14 years they've won.
Ever?
That's what I've heard.
Wow, I didn't realise it was that bad.
Mm.
But anyway, yeah. Tough.
Here you going?
Cowboys.
I'll go the Storm.
Yeah?
In an upset of sorts.
Oh, it'll be an upset. Don't you worry.
Mm.
Sports Fantasy Pros finals third week preview. Get
take
on there.
SportsFantasyPro.com.
Take us on, yeah, in the, what are we calling it in? Dallas Johnson Medallion. Check our Twitter feeds this week for it.
Mm.
Dallas Johnson Medallion. It's going to be tough. It's going to be hard. We'll probably get concussion 10 times.
Tough and hard. Like.
But there'll be $100 up for up for grabs at the end of
it. Same way you like your women. Tough and hard.
Yeah, well.
Twitter challenge time. This is where we get a celebrity. We tweet them, try to get a reply and a retweet. Sorry, a follow from them. The catch is, though, is that we choose the celebrity for each other.
Mm.
So there you go. Nick Kyrgios for former legend. Hugh Jackman for myself. How'd you go?
I'm not sure if I got Nick Kyrgios' address right or something. He doesn't seem to be reacting in any
doesn't
way whatsoever.
Like doesn't seem like the best bloke, does he? So
listen,
he's probably
I'm
just ignoring you. Oh, yeah, because he's just a young guy. Whatever.
So I wrote, hi, Nick Kyrgios. I'm thinking of buying a new tennis racket. Do at Yonex Tennis.
Oh, Yonex.
Do anything in wood with a cat gut string these days.
Nice. Yonex.
A couple of retweets, lots of favorites, and then just people bagging the shit out of me saying, I'm not even trying.
Well, I got the opposite this week. I didn't get many retweets. I didn't get many favorites, but I got a few people crediting the way I went about it.
Okay, tell me, because I'm stuck for ideas already.
Hey, at Real Hugh Jackman, can I ask you an urgent Aussie film industry question? It's for a uni assignment. Might need to be a PM. Might need to be a PM. So I didn't actually ask
him
for a follow.
I like it. I like it. Yeah, very good. You keep going.
So. Yeah, no, that was it. So BJO Rosenberg liked it, as in liked my approach and said as much. Yeah. Someone else did as well. Can't remember his name off the top of my head. But yeah, I should probably check and see whether he's indeed followed me and sent me a PM to say, yes, yes, late mailman, what was that query you had?
What are you going to do if he does?
There you go. It was South 70. He said, nice angle. Yeah.
They're not putting you into the tweets, are they?
What do you mean?
With the nice angle
I'll
comment.
I'll put a hue into it.
Yeah.
No.
Good,
but,
good
but,
people.
BJ Rosenberg, like, quoted the tweet.
Yeah.
So that might have notified him. But it didn't, you know, it's not saying, nice approach to get him to follow and reply to you.
Nice, yeah.
So, there you go. No, nada. Weekly full credit to the Boys Awards.
Mm.
Now, this is where we like something on Twitter.
Mm.
We decided to give him a bit of a plug on our podcast.
Mm.
Amateurs, celebrities, how'd you go?
Good. Actually, yeah, this was the bit I was looking forward to. My amateur was at Sinclair_Will, a fellow underscorer, and he wrote, there was a NRL thing was doing a bit of an Ask Lockie, Ask Lachlan Coote questions. And so he wrote hashtag Ask Lockie, when you're ready to get busy with the missus, do you say to her, fancy a Lockie Coote?
Yeah, nice. Did he reply?
Nah. But I love that. Oh, that was cracking.
My amateur this week was a man called at DViolator. That sounds a bit...
Deary me. Is that his jail name or...?
And this is in reply to us saying who should be my new Honest as the Day is long player, like, because Joel Reddy's going missing and so it's upsetting. Had a few suggestions. Bryson Goodwin was one.
Can I be honest?
I can't get on board with Bryson Goodwin.
Can I be honest?
What?
I heard South Winger on the OxyContin. I thought, this is explained a bit.
Yes, how was he so good?
Nah, anyway.
At DViolator said, Jeff Robson is as honest as a drunk grandmother. And I thought, for nothing else, his analogy
that's
is pretty
tremendous.
Damn good. And he's the second person who suggested Jeff Robson. But is he going to play on? I think he's 45.
Yeah, and... After the other night, he's got a bit to live up to because he didn't play very well at all.
And they've got James Maloney coming.
Mm.
And they've got about 1,000 other young halves.
Well, Bird's probably going to play 5/8 maybe. So
yeah, I don't mind Jeff Robson, but if he's not playing enough, then he may be in the Tim Maltzen basket.
Mm.
Your celebrity?
My celebrity, I changed because I did have tweets of God, but then I changed to this one today. Are you aware of the work of JK underscore Rowling?
As in Harry Potter.
Yeah, the author.
I haven't read the books, but yes.
So she was watching Russia. Start again. She was watching South Africa versus Japan in the World Cup.
Right.
And after the result, she tweeted, "You couldn't write that."
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hashtag gags. Hashtag Roffles. Well done, JK. Good. Well done, JK. My celebrity this week, old trusty, fire up on FBI.
Oh, yeah.
Worst case scenario, they say. Ref bunker established. Zombie apocalypse. Only those in bunker survive. Earth repopulated by video refs. Boys sack time. This is mail and feedback from you peeps. It could be someone saying full credit to the boys. It could be a bit of an iTunes review, whatever. I mean, if you want to give us an iTunes review, then be our guest. A guy called @Dave_Crellin tweeted us this week. I don't know if you remember that one. He said, South Africa coach Heinicke Meyer almost dropped. Yeah, hey, Nicky, you're so fine.
Yeah.
Heinicke Meyer, after the loss to Japan, nearly dropped full credit to the boys.
Oh, no.
The quote was, it was in print, so we couldn't get the audio, unfortunately. No. We let our country down. We weren't good enough, but all credit to Japan. Close. They played really well.
Close.
It would have sounded something like this as well. We let our country down. We weren't good enough, but all credit to Japan. They played really well.
I was trying to figure out how to work a tweet in about that game and Oscar Pistorius, and for the life of me, I couldn't think of an angle.
Yeah.
I could not think of an angle.
These Springboks should shoot.
No, we shan't be going down
through
that,
bathroom doors.
That track. By the way, my Craig Wing tweets already raised some interest, and someone said, "I know what you're doing."
Really?
Yeah.
Who is that tweeter?
Hang on, I'll have a look.
There you go. If you want to get in touch with us at all during the week, @LateMailman, @former_legend, @FCTTB_podcast.
Anthony Vesio.
Yes.
@Vesh88.
Yes.
Trying to get a fave from him searching his name. I got one. Ha ha.
Yes. I told you. Let's see how far down the track, though, he gets it. Or we get it, as it was. There you go. There you go. Full credit to the boys. Very much thankful to SportsFantasyPro.com for their huge $40,000 finals bonanza. Get on there. Register SportsFantasyPro.com. We'll have another competition this week called the Dallas Johnson Medallion.
Play against us. Take us on.
Yeah, do get on there. And $100 up for grabs. Free entry. Enjoy the footy this weekend. We'll see you next week.
See you later. Am I gonna see some action, baby? Am I gonna see some action?